Case number 10776, Dennis Toner, north of Canal Crossing Road, east of Filling Game Way, being lot 60 within Canal Corcoran Development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Do I need to?
Yes, sir. Your name and address, please.
It's Dennis Toner, 38 Filling Game Way, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Thank you. Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Again, I am seeking a... I have a setback issue as well, and I'm certain I'm not expressing myself as well as this last person did. However, I have some survey materials and so forth that I'd like to share with you. But first, the issue is, again, a 30-foot setback requirement. What's an issue here is a area of 10 feet in length by a 2-foot distance, one corner of the proposed setback. And so you get a better idea of what it is. I mean, I had the survey prepared if you wish to, if I can share these with you.
Okay, take them down there, please, to the secretary.
I'll pass them out. Sure. You can just get them to
material. The original, the survey that was performed last week, which validates the need for this variance, as well as the materials that were prepared by the architectural firm. What this is a home that's was built probably 5 or 6 years ago. It's a beautiful home, but it does not have a study. It has 3 bedrooms, but it does not have a study or a room for office workspace. So we went back to the original architects and asked that plans be considered for a one-room addition to the house. We looked at 3 possibilities, as we have with the setback issues that are affecting everything. The other 2 possibilities, other than the one that I'd like to address here, one would be it would be off of the porch area, meaning that you would literally have to go outside in order to gain access to the study. The other alternative would be to go upstairs above the master bedroom on the second floor. And not only was that very expensive, but it kind of defeated the purpose of what my wife and I wanted to do in the way of just trying to scale back our living space. What they did come up with was a particular location out front. Basically, with the approval of the variance, it would be a space that could be 17 feet by 13 and a half. Absent such a variance, it would be a space that's 17 by 11 and a half. The area that is in question here is the one corner of the property that extends 10 feet and literally by 2 feet. So it's a total 20 square feet that would be outside of the 30-foot setback requirement. That's at issue here. This variance does have the request of the Homeowners Association, as well as the one neighbor that we have on our right that would be most affected by it, since it would be they would be the closest people to it. They also support this variance request that we have. Again, it's intended to be as to appear as an original room to the house. We're not the same framework, the same everything will be in place, but it's just that this one corner of the property would be, again, in the setback area. That is that area that's 10 foot by 2 foot, the one corner of the property. So for that reason, I'd like to request a variance for that particular area. And as I said, it has the support of the Homeowners Association. The work's going to be done by the original architectural firm that did the home. And That is my request.
Thank you.
I also have a Photoshop picture that would show the house once the addition is put on, if that
okay.
would be. That could clarify things a little bit.
What room does the den attach to in your main dwelling?
Den referring to the addition?
Your proposed addition.
You would literally come out of the master bedroom into the den. So it would be a combination of a den and an office space, or I guess if you want to use it for a nursery or whatever. But again, it's a beautiful home, but it does not have a room that can be used for that you can set up a desk or an office.
Looking at it from the street to the right of what the bed, I guess the master bedroom, would that be the garage?
This is the two-story frame house. Correct, this would be the garage.
Okay.
And that's the kitchen.
Master.
Yeah, yeah,
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And if we, if, I mean, the alternative obviously would be to keep it within the confines of the 30 square feet, which results in a room 17 by 11. But, you know, it's just, it's somewhat of a narrow room, and it would appear to be much more of an addition, obviously, which we're trying to stay away from and make it appear to be as original as it possibly can. So,
excuse me. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Rutsey?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10776. As I don't believe it will alter the central character of the neighborhood, and it's the minimum variance to grant relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10776. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mr. Turner, you can have this back.
Terrific.